If you get your updates done on, for example, like I do on the iPhone, it always reminds me here that, you know, when was the last time you backed things up in the cloud? And I know from talking to friends, some of them go like, so what's it actually doing there in the cloud? What is that whole cloud thing all about? Well, you know what? At this point in computing, it's something that not only do you need to know about, it's going to take over if it hasn't done so already. There's been a new index that's put out by Cisco. It's called the Cloud Index, and it computes just how quickly computing is expanding in the cloud. And according to Oracle CEO, co-CEO Mark Hurd, he said, we've never seen anything like this in terms of customers adopting the early, I won't say early adopters, but just adopting cloud computing. It's going to be part of your IT. If you're a business, it's going to be part of your IT, or it already is a major part of your IT. But why? And what are the advantages? And what are the possible pitfalls? You know who we're going to ask about this, of course, is our own tech guru, Linda Lynch, from KI Technology Group in East Lansing. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Dave.
This didn't surprise you in any way, shape, or form, I know, in terms of the expansion. But what about the good, the bad, sometimes the ugly of cloud computing and what it means to a business professional these days compared to just a few years ago?
Well, the good is that we're not spending money putting assets in our offices. We're instead either using resources that are free or very inexpensive, or we're paying month to month for the resources that we need, and that can fluctuate up and down as our needs change.
So there's the good part. Is there a downside to the cloud in terms of IT, in terms of storage, in terms of everything that it can make possible, which seems to be rather limitless right now?
Well, for some, the downside is feeling like they don't have control of their resources, not knowing where their data is or maybe who might have access to it, particularly if you're using public resources. That's the thing that stops people from going there, but apparently most of us are not going to be stopping. We're going to be moving forward to the cloud.
These are the people who would like to take a walk through what my son would call the server farm. And see everything physically touch, you know, ooh, it's emanating heat. They wanted something tactile about it that doesn't exist with the cloud. So you have to get over that mindset, right?
Right, exactly.
So cloud traffic, this is amazing. It's expected to be 83% of total data center traffic. And that's not in 10 years. That's not in 15 years. That's just 4 years from now.
That's right. And when they look at how much traffic that is, they are expecting that the traffic will quadruple from 2.1 zettabytes, which is 2.1 trillion gigabytes in 2014, to 8.6 zettabytes by 2019. And just to put that into perspective, that's like 144 trillion hours of streaming music or 6.8 trillion hours of high-definition movies viewed online.
That's just a number that people can't get their hands around.
That's
just,
right.
That's like so out there that it's even passed out there. If there's an address passed out there, that's where that is. So that's huge. Now, if you're a business, though, and you're a small business, do you, as long as your IT department, whether you have that, you know, and you do it yourself, or you contract with someone like you, with KI Technology Group, in a short span of attention era that we live in, do you need to really know about this? Or as long as your people know about this, are you good to go?
Well, I don't know that you need to know about it. I think you need to be thinking about what things you can do, what information can you leverage as so much moves to the cloud. And what we're going to see more and more is what they're calling the Internet of Things. So more of the things that we buy and use every day are going to communicate with the cloud, to send information back and allow us to get real-time information back from things that we're not used to getting that information from. So utilities, for example, will be able to see real-time usage of electricity, gas, and water, and that will allow them to make adjustments to meet demand or to not produce excess capacity. And it will be those kinds of things that I think small businesses are going to want to start to take a look at and figure out, is there information out there that we can grab and take advantage of to get a competitive advantage?
So, again, just kind of corralling some of that data that will be available as your things are sharing with other things. So that won't be insignificant. It could be very significant indeed.
It could. And I mean, already, you know, my car sends information up to the cloud somewhere, and I get a monthly report of all this information about my car. It just happens automatically.
It happens there automatically. Even insurance companies, they ask you about installing this or that so they can track. And then with the smarter cars out there, they may not even have to do that anymore. You just may have to check a box, and they'll be able to get that information as the things share with other things. Well, it's fascinating the way it's working now. The cloud expanding at an exponential rate, and pretty soon there'll be so many zettabytes involved, we can't even track them all. Right here. But I know they will at KI Technology Group. They're at 4750 Hagedorn Road, number 20 in East Lansing, right across from the MSU campus in the Hanna Plaza. They're open today, and of course they're on at 24/7, 365 at 517-333-6540. Always appreciate hearing the latest from our own Linda Lynch, KI Technology Group. Your cloud's out there. It's awaiting you, and we will join you and hear more from you next week. Linda, have a wonderful day and a great week.
You too, Dave.